6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, July 28, 2022, 3 days left in the month. Still got our 10% off sale going on Strauss Natural Products at the Powerball. So take advantage of that while the sale lasts. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad to have you aboard today. We've got lots of things to cover. James Harden is going to be on the show at 11:30, bottom of the hour. He is the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services outside of Rochester, New York, where he lives. David Parker, a San Francisco conservative who challenges conventional political beliefs, is going to be on in the noon hour. Mike Stickler, Clive and Bundy. He's got all of, Ammon Bundy, we had him on yesterday. Mike Stickler. Michael Stickler is a prolific Christian author who's written over 19 books. He's going to be on at 12:30 today. And the book he's got, Clive and Bundy, American Patriot. We're going to have all the links for you here when you subscribe to the email blast. And, of course, you know, when you get that, some of the links we put on our website on thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you can find those archives and links there to the shows that we've done before. And speaking of shows, I've been asked to last minute, because it's a travel day for Bradley Dean. He's on his way to Tennessee to do a live event there where he's going to be preaching the gospel and thumping on our government using the word in the Constitution. He is on his way to Tennessee right now, so we'll be subbing in for him on Sons of Liberty Radio today on GCNLive.com. That's from 2 to 3 Central. So look at your clock and figure out when that's going to be, because I've got some pretty heavy religious stuff and some, constitutional stuff that we'll be talking about on the show today. Anyway, in the meantime, I mean, besides all the great guests and stuff, we have the big challenge, and that is to, and make no mistake about it, the World Economic Forum is a room full of political hacks and corporate execs and economic scholars, and they all operate at Davos, Switzerland. And Klaus Schwab, again, has opened his mouth and said, let's be clear, the future is not just happening. The future is built by us, a powerful community here in this room. We have the means to impose the state of the world. Mr. Schwab, I have some news for you. No, you don't. That's my news, Mr. Schwab. In my book, and I'm going to be polite here, you're a commie pig. I'm being polite. I have several other expletives I would like to use in the air, but the FCC wouldn't appreciate it. And I'm sure all of you are cackling out there, wondering what expletives I was going to use. You know, see, here's the thing. They all think that they've got us by the short hairs. Unfortunately, they don't. We, the people, are what's stopping them, because we have what is called the Constitution of the United States of America, especially the First and Second Amendment. And despite the fact that we have a group of reprobates operating in Washington right now, we have a Constitution that has a preamble that basically says that we have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all that other good stuff. And in addition to that, it also says that we have the right to bear arms. Shall not be infringed. So, Mr. Schwab, perhaps you'd like to come over here and get in our face and tell us that you have the means to impose the state of the world, because I guarantee you there are probably at least a dozen sharpshooters that will have a laser sight trained on your head. If you get my drift, we're not going to put up with it. And we finally are getting some reason here as to why there are food wars. Why are they doing this? In 2008, an article touting the benefits of world hunger is being designed to create cheap, motivated labor. Seriously. Because when you're starving and somebody says, oh, I'll tell you what, you dig that ditch for me and I'll feed your family. And that ditch might be 200 feet long and you might be out there sweating bullets all day, and I want that ditch dug 4 feet deep. And you and everybody else may be out there in order to get fed. You see, nobody else wants to dig that ditch. Everybody is so me first entitled, nobody wants to dig the ditch. So they've got this all figured out, or at least they think they do. The UN released its 2022 Global Assessment Report on Disaster Risk Reduction, GAR 2022, which warns that a perfect storm of disasters, economic vulnerability, and ecosystem failures are occurring, which predict a coming global collapse. They can say what they want. But the thing is we are prepared here. Scout's honor. That's our scout motto, by the way. I got all the way up to Star Scout. I was getting a little bit too old, and we moved away, and I had a really good scout troop with a really good scout master who wasn't queer. You know, unlike some of the rumors you may have heard that gave the Boy Scouts a black eye. I had a really, really good scoutmaster, and the guy was smart and taught us well, taught us how to tie knots, taught us how to do a lot of things. And I was about 2 merit badges away from my life merit badge. But, you know, I went on campouts. I did all that stuff in the middle of frozen winter. So it's not like we didn't know how to be prepared. Americans know how to be prepared, right? At least we think we do. A majority of you out there, especially our listeners here in the Power Hour, probably are prepared. Wanted to give you a heads up. I ordered Northern Tool, and I'm not sitting here, you know, pumping Northern Tool. They don't pay to advertise here. I just am telling you what I did. I ordered these 3x6 raised bed, and they're made out of galvanized steel, and they come in a kit, and you put them together. And it basically, you set it on the ground if your soil is any good. I'm going to do raised bed gardening with mine. I'm putting mine on 2 foot high 4x4s, and I'm going to mount the 4x4s to the bottom of the steel sip panels, which are 3x6. And then I'm going to set these on top of the sip panel, these rails, and that's going to be, and I've got 6 of those. So basically, if you do the math, you've got 18 square feet of garden space times 6. That's 108 square feet of garden space. So just to let you know, that's going to be contained inside of a greenhouse. So we are preparing. I mean, this is what we're doing. And I mean, you can do all of this stuff. I mean, Northern Tool has this like 50% off on these things now, which is why I bought them, because they were on sale. They were half off. So I always look for the deals, and you should too. I'm not saying go out and pay retail for everything. I mean, if you're going to grow your stuff, there's always ways to do it. If you don't want to build it yourself and you want to buy a prefab greenhouse that if you don't live in crazy climates, you'll be okay with them. If you live in crazy climates, well, some of them you basically have to go with something a little more heavy duty, because we sure don't want you to be in a position where you have to go out and dig a ditch for some elitist in order to be fed. But, you know, they're letting all these illegal immigrants into the country. And what do you think they're going to do for you, for all these elitists? If they get hungry, they'll do whatever the elitists want, because they want food. Either that, or they're going to turn on the elitist leaders and kill them. And then they'll figure out how to restore the ecosystem so they can eat again. See, these Euro leaders over there, and see, this is the sad thing about it. The EU right now is being primed. Ireland, Netherlands, I mean, various places, Germany, all these different countries are being subjected to this torment by the World Economic Forum, and they're literally, well, you have to kill half your stock. You can't have your dairy farm anymore because cows fart, and that's not a good thing. And then, of course, anybody that rises up and says boo to these people, you are labeled a domestic violent extremist. Yeah. Whistleblowers at the FBI are being pressured by superior officers to massage reports and pad the resulting data on the number of incidents involving DVEs, domestic violent extremists. According to information provided by agency whistleblowers to Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, he's one of the 50, okay? So understand that is, you know, the kind of people I'm talking about. That one, you can't trust because they lie. So fidelity, bravery, integrity, in my book, nope, sorry, have no purpose for them. And for those of you who weren't paying attention, who didn't hear the latest news, Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, offloaded nearly $5 million worth of graphics card giant NVIDIA shares and took a total loss of over $340,000. Can you see my fingers rubbing together? That's my little record player playing My Heart Bleeds for You. Yeah, that's a sight gag. Richard in Washington. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, you pushed my button on the recorded show, but I couldn't call in, and then you kind of stimulated my button again earlier in the show.
Okay. Well, how did I stimulate your button, Richard?
Let me ask you a big question. Name all the species that cook their food.
You know, that's a good question. I only know of one.
There's the key.
Yeah. You obviously know of one, too, obviously. All right.
Exactly.
So do you have some words of wisdom for us?
Yeah. I mean, why would one species cook their food when all the other species, now you're going to say that's because we have the capability and they don't, but why does nobody tell you the ramifications of what processing and cooking food does? And that is, it removes all the enzymes which are essential to life. And if you're not taking extra enzymes to compensate for this lack of the processing and cooking of your food, you're in deep trouble right from the start. And then secondarily, they give you these jabs that are mostly proteins. If you're not getting proteolytic enzymes to break those down because your body isn't getting enough enzymes to begin with, you're in deep trouble on a secondary basis. And why people aren't pushing the fact that you should be taking extra proteolytic enzymes if you are, you know, being forced to deal with the jabs and the medical establishment's program, you know, you better take notice of this show,
that's
why I'm calling
in. Strikes. There you go, Richard.
Exactly.
I appreciate that. Proteolytic enzymes, there you go. And this is for people that have taken the jab. And you know what's really sad? I know people now that are in Florida, because I still have a radio show down there, and some of the co-hosts down there are being pressured by their families still to take the jab. And I am like, oh, you got to be kidding me. We're going to lose half our station staff in 5 years. And this is a nonprofit, all-volunteer radio network that produces 48 shows a month. So many of them on a weekly basis. But anyway, it's interesting that you would bring that up, because a lot of scientists, especially the frontline doctors, and you may have some insight on this, are all basically saying the same thing. We've got to break down those spike proteins. Otherwise, they're going to multiply like crazy. And the more boosters you get, the one thing we do know for sure is the more it breaks down your immune system. Does that
right.
make sense?
And that's what their establishment tells them, but it never gives you the solution. The solution is natural. The solution is proteolytic enzymes and pancreatic enzymes. And you know, you can look up Edward Howell. He was the grandfather of enzymes. Really amazing. And secondarily, if you want to really get into the subject, you'll run across the name of John Beard. He told you, along with Otto Warburg said the level of oxygen in the body and the pH, but John Beard told you that we get cancer when our pancreas doesn't produce enough enzymes to ward off the cancer. And you know, you never get told this stuff by quote unquote people that are trying to help you. You get these medical symptom treating approaches that are not natural. They're not what was meant to happen. And the more you get into the natural order of things and what is true food, the more you realize we've been dumbed down since the Caesars, when we were given the bread and circus scenario, and it was always cooked grains, bread, that was the food of the slaves. We're still getting that food.
For sure. Well, we appreciate the insight this morning, Richard. Thank you for that. It's a good thing we have all these supplements and proteolytic enzymes available on the Power Mall. So we sincerely appreciate your chiming in this morning. It was good that I hit your button, because, you know, there's some things that just kind of slipped out of my vocabulary. You just put back in. So we appreciate your call. Thank you so much. By the way, Donald Trump, those of you, he's always trying to make the news. He has threatened to file a defamation lawsuit against CNN over its uses of the term big lie and lying when reporting on his challenges to the 2020 election. See, there's a problem because CNN has to publish a full and fair correction, according to Trump, because he has a right to say what he thinks. And they're basically saying it's a lie. He's saying failure to publish such a correction, apology, or retraction is going to result in the filing of a lawsuit and damages being sought against you. And so they also filed a cease and desist notice against CNN to cease and desist from its continued use of big lie and lying when referring to Trump's subjective beliefs about election integrity. It said that CNN maliciously linked Trump to Adolf Hitler and communist leaders by describing his election claims as the big lie. According to the notice, network used the term in connection to Trump more than 7,700 times since January 2021. So they got the IFRA law firm in D.C. to slam them with this notice, including hundreds of pages of exhibits. So we'll see where that goes. And Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Ron John, he's another one of those 50 that I count on one hand. It's trying to do the right thing. He's criticizing the FBI, alleging the Bureau was weaponized against two U.S. senators when it arranged an intelligence briefing in August of 2020. Basically, his criticism was based on new revelations that surfaced a day earlier when Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa divulged that certain FBI officials had a scheme to wrongly label derogatory information on Hunter Biden as disinformation based on what his office learned from highly credible whistleblowers. So we already know that Merrick Garland is not a nice man, and he will prosecute who he feels like and not prosecute who he doesn't feel like. That's what we call selective prosecution in the legal sense. It's what they do. They go after people that they want to shut up, and they leave people alone. They want to go and do whatever they want to do, which includes Hunter Biden, the entire Biden family. Because if the truth came out, you'd find out the entire Biden family has been compromised, that China owns them. And Russia and Ukraine may have something to say, too, because, see, somebody had to steer Congress in the direction of Ukraine in order to get all that money flowing over there, right? Somebody had to. So when you got all these inside business deals, it makes you wonder, of all the billions of dollars going to Ukraine, how much of that is Hunter Biden and Daddy Joe going to end up with? And in the legal sense of things, the Ohio Supreme Court has voted 4-3 to reverse a man's conviction for rape and kidnapping, a ruling that one defense lawyer called a very, very bold decision. For the first time in its 220-year history, the state's highest court was asked to consider whether a defendant was denied a fair trial because the crime victim was introduced as the prosecutor's representative and then was allowed to sit at the prosecution table throughout the 2018 acquaintance rape trial of Theotis Montgomery. Montgomery's trial lawyer, Dennis Lager, based in Canton, Ohio, told the Epoch Times it was a case of first impression with the court. They've never seen anything like this where the state attempted to use the victim as the state's representative. So because the victim sat with prosecutors, let this be a lesson to others out there. Don't make the victim sit at your table. The victim is a witness to what happened. The victim is not part of your prosecution team. That basically slanted the case to the jury, didn't it? Think about it. Just putting it legal perspective there, not giving you legal advice. Can't do that. I'm only a paralegal. Paralegal, that's two legals, right? Senator Joe Manchin finally capitulated. They got to him. He's announced he's reached a deal with Chucky on energy taxes and health care for advancing a new alternate version of the Build Back Better bill. Can you say Build Back Better about 20 times as fast as you can? Yeah. I guarantee you, Daddy Joe can't. he'd be tripping all over himself. He'd probably fall off his bike if he tried riding his bike and saying it that many times. To only concentrate on one thing, and that's reading a teleprompter or reading his cue card, telling him what to do. It's what happens when you have the mental acuity of a two-year-old or less. In the world of economy, the Fed has boosted interest rates again by another three-quarter point. In line with market expectations, similar to the historic move the central bank made in June, and that means that everything else is going to go up because the basis points went up. That means it's going to cost more to borrow money. That means not as many people are going to borrow money because it's too expensive to borrow money. People are smart. That means that they're not going to be spending money buying homes. They're going to try to sell homes with people with money, and if they're lucky, they're not going to sell it to somebody who is a representative for BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, or any other one of these mega trillion companies that are trying to convert America into a nation of renters. And remember yesterday I told you all about the fact that all you have to do is just change the language, and then the government uses that as an excuse. Well, this is exactly what all these economic advisors basically did, changing the definition of recession. And, of course, all the experts had to come out and say, this isn't recession. And so Biden then comes out and goes, we're not slipping into an economic recession. You see, we're not stupid, Joe. This is a problem. Joe thinks we're stupid. The Democratic Party thinks we're stupid. They think we don't know how to stand up for ourselves and fight. They don't think we know how to cut them off at the pass when it comes to watching for nefarious behaviors in the upcoming November elections. I guarantee you that if we are not on our best behavior and we're not keeping an eye on what's going on and all our polling places across the country, the very same thing that happened in 2020 is going to happen in the November midterms. Mark my words. All right, our spate of guests starts after the bottom of the hour break with James Harden, the Reverend James Harden, CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services. He's going to be joining us here on the Power Hour. After this break, Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, July 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And of course, when you look at what's going on in the world today and you see 83 congressmen that are attempting to hold health care hostage in the name of abortion, you know there's something nefarious going on. We have the Reverend James R. Harden. He's the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services. He lives outside of Rochester, New York. We're not going to tell you where. Obviously, we don't want him to become a target. Yeah, we're smarter than that, you lefties out there listening. He lives there with his wife and 10 kids. Obviously, he's definitely pro-life. Jim pioneered the first measurable and repeatable medical model in the pregnancy center movement, helping hundreds of centers nationwide become more effective at reaching more and more women, saving more babies from abortion. He's written extensively on medical ethics, executive leadership, and pro-life strategy. He has a website called CompassCareCommunity.com. There's an alliteration of C's you can probably remember. CompassCareCommunity.com. Reverend Harden, welcome to the show, sir.
Dave, thanks for having me. It's really an honor to be with you.
You know, here's the thing. Biden signs an order, and like I said, I'm dealing with a guy here that has the mental acuity of a two-year-old, and basically somebody else is putting this stuff in front of him to sign in my book, declaring that Dobbs v. Jackson women's health ruling is going to continue to have devastating implications, even calling the situation a health crisis. And of course, 83 pro-abortion congressmen sent an open letter to Biden and the Department of HHS demanding Biden declare a public health emergency. What do you know about that? Obviously, you've been monitoring this. What say you to that?
Yes, we have been monitoring it. I mean, what a health emergency is essentially the identification of a disease or disorder or a bioterrorist attack. And so when Biden comes out and says, hey, we should explore implementing a limited health emergency, I don't know what they're talking about. Are they trying to redefine what a health emergency is? I mean, is what they're saying that a baby is a bioterrorist attack? A baby is a disease? And what are they going to do if they pass it? Really, what are they going to do if they pass this as a limited health emergency? Are they going to force women to get abortions or lose their job? I don't understand what they're thinking, but it certainly makes zero sense.
Well, it makes you wonder whether or not the Dobbs v. Jackson women's health ruling is going to be taken into consideration if this gets challenged. Because I know this is generally what happens when he signs executive orders. Somebody's going to take it up to the Supreme Court and say, hey, doesn't this executive order contravene Dobbs v. Jackson? And should it not be stricken? You know, because once it gets published in the Federal Register, it's supposed to be effective. But again, you know, we have the kind of society that is very litigious and challenges virtually everything everybody does these days. So I guess I should look at the other side of the coin and asking, what are the pro-abortion politicians doing to protect the abortion industry?
The pro-abortion politicians, I mean, they're doing everything they can. They're basically tools of the abortion empire. It's a billion-dollar abortion empire, and it changed overnight on June 24th with the release of the Dobbs case. Thousands of abortion appointments had to be canceled, and they had to shift to a different business model overnight, similar to what would happen if, say, you know, the government goes to the Ford Motor Company and says, you can no longer have dealerships in 30 states tomorrow. Well, that would be an existential threat to the Ford Motor Company. And that's exactly what the abortion industry is facing. So these pro-abortion politicians, you know, like the New York Governor Kathy Hochul kicked it all off. Okay, what she did was when we got firebombed on June 7th, total devastation, catastrophic damage to our pro-life medical office in Buffalo. She comes out 6 days later. And she signs a bill not to investigate the arsonists, but to investigate the victims, pregnancy centers. And at the press conference, she referred to us as subhuman. She called us Neanderthals. That began a long litany of pro-abortion politicians literally going all-out war against these peaceful pro-life pregnancy centers. Elizabeth Warren comes out and says, we need to shut these people down. You've got Attorney General Letitia James out of New York saying, going to Google with an open letter demanding that Google wipes us off their map so that women can't find us. You got Joe Biden signing an executive order asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate the, quote, fraudulent practices of these pregnancy centers. Well, tell you what, the fraudulent practices are happening with respect to these abortionists. They're the ones that are telling women that chemical abortion, which is 400% more dangerous than surgical, is safer than Tylenol. That's consumer fraud writ large. And who's investigating that?
Nobody. Of course. Because we already know, as I suggested during our first half hour of news, Merrick Garland and his DOJ are basically selective prosecution of everything. They only prosecute those who want to make a difference to the Republicans, not the Democrats. If it has anything to do with the GOP, because, see, we have a one-party system that basically has caused nothing but divisiveness in this country, as I see it, but you may have a different opinion, but the thing is that we've got a lot of rhinos out there, and there are a lot of, pro-abortion Republicans out there as well. And this is the thing that really bugs me, is that nobody can actually stick to, their principles. They have to go out and do the stuff that they're doing. And then, see, when this came down, I also said, you know what, this is a 10th Amendment victory for the states. Well, and then the states turned around and did exactly what we anticipated they might do, and Gavin Newsom all of a sudden declares the state of California a sanctuary state for women who want to have abortions. I mean, how many states have you counted so far that have done this, Reverend Hardin?
The sanctuary state thing?
Yeah.
Well, you've got New York that is basically going to pay for women to travel to New York to get their abortions, and they're going to pay for their abortions while they're here. Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to compete with Kathy Hochul in being, the abortion capital of the world. You've got, I think, Illinois. Illinois is going to be a competitor for New York and California. And Colorado wants to be up there. This is absolutely ridiculous. Here's the thing that bothers me. They're missing the point of government. These people totally miss the point of what government is for. The domestic interaction of government affairs in the justice system is to protect all people equally, without qualification, without partiality. I mean, when they start to say, well, who qualifies as a person, who doesn't qualify as a person under the law, who qualifies as 3/5 of a man, does a baby qualify as a person under the law? Then that's the basis for systemic injustice. And the justice system just becomes a mirage, a tool in the hands of despots. And it's no longer rule of law, it's rule of a few, rule of man. And that's what people need to understand. What Dobbs did was it leveled the playing field again and said, we have an opportunity to consider all people as protectable under the law. And that's what we should do. The Bible basically says that. That's the basic rule of law in our country is the Judeo-Christian concept. That's why you've got the Ten Commandments listed on the Supreme Court doors.
Makes sense. But the thing is now, when we're talking about things in a biblical sense, I remember reading stuff about where the Bible says turn the other cheek. But hey, when it comes to increased threats and attacks by pro-abortion terrorists on places like yours that are trying to help women, I mean, what do? You can't turn the other cheek.
No. And here's why it's biblical not to. It's because Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek when we are being violated. But when someone else is being violated, it is our job to stand in the gap for the weak and the vulnerable. That's the message of Jesus Christ. That is the message of the cross. That's what Jesus did for us. It is violence to end all violence, the cross. And he says, look, follow my footsteps. Sacrifice for the weak and vulnerable. That's the message of the Good Samaritan. You're walking down the dangerous road of life and you see this guy beaten and left for dead. What do you do? Do you walk around near the side like these political pro-abortion elites? That's what they're doing. No, you stop and you do whatever you can to give this person her life back. And there's no one more weak and vulnerable to society today than the woman who thinks that abortion is her only choice, than a child who thinks that, whose mother thinks that she has to choose between her life and her baby's life. Our job as Christians is not to protect ourselves, it's to protect the weak and the vulnerable. That's why we've got this power that God gave us. And so we turn the other cheek when we're hit, sure. But when somebody else is hit, that's different.
Okay, so this basically now, has it changed your business model at all as far as how things were impacted with the way that pro-life pregnancy centers have to navigate through this changes in the abortion industry?
Yes. So this is giving us tremendous opportunities. We're being threatened, as you know, by pro-abortion terrorists, and we're being threatened by pro-abortion politicians. We're having to protect our space in the public square, both physically and, corporately. So we're having to engage that kind of activity while we continue to serve patients. Now, because the abortion industry has shifted to a hub and spoke model, they're now encouraging women to travel to get their abortions, or they're going to send them these dangerous chemical abortion drugs in the mail. As I said before, 400% more dangerous than surgical, 5 times more likely to land in the emergency room after starting the process. So we've got to be able to get 21st century telehealth tools into the hands of all these pregnancy centers in all 50 states before, so that they can actually serve these women before they travel and before they get these dangerous chemical abortion drugs. And if they do start taking the chemical abortion drugs, we can reverse the effects if we can catch early enough. So, yes, we've got an opportunity for the first time since 1973 to compete head-on with this billion-dollar abortion industry, and that's why they're, I think, going violent.
Now, if you had to hire security to thwart people like Jane's Revenge to, come in there and throw Molotov cocktails at your buildings?
Yes, we have. Armed security is an unfortunate reality that we're having to learn to live with, as well as, different types of security to secure our perimeters and different ways of behaving. My family they attempted to find out where we lived, and we were encouraged by security professionals to relocate. We're just going to keep moving forward. The Jane's Revenge said you got 30 days to shut down or else. We didn't shut down, and they firebombed us. Then they said, look, you we're going to do more, and if you don't shut down, it's going to be harder. It's going to be not as easy to clean up as fire and graffiti, they said, and they claimed it's open season on pregnancy centers. We don't fear them. We're not going to fear bullies and cowards and that come out in the middle of the night and hide behind the darkness and break glass and light fires like Kristallnacht in 1938 Germany. We're not going to be afraid of that. Our job is to fear God and do what he calls us to do, and we're going to keep doing that no matter what.
Well, and see, the thing is if somebody was coming at my house with a Molotov cocktail, I'm sorry, they would be getting a bullet in their head. Is this your strategy? I mean, is this a possible strategy? Because, I mean, you take these out, and what's going to happen? Hochul and everybody else is going to be screaming, saying, oh, they need to be prosecuted. They just shot a protester that has a right to be out there. Well, no, you don't have the right to throw a firebomb. And I don't see any of these people being investigated for arson, do you?
Well, no one's been arrested. There have been 44 attacks on pregnancy centers alone, additional attacks on other pro-life organizations and churches. No arrests. And so, when you talk about protecting a structure from being from an arson attack from Molotov cocktails, you can actually use lethal force. It is perfectly legal, because arson is a crime just under murder, because of the potential damage to life it can cause. So yeah, you could use lethal force to protect a physical structure, because the presumption is you're using lethal force to protect another human life. So there's a lot of people out there that are willing to do what's necessary to protect the ability for women who are facing a crisis to continue to receive their so desperately needed ethical medical care and comprehensive community support at organizations like these pregnancy centers.
So the number is 844-769-2944 if you have a question for Reverend James R. Harden. He is the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services, lives outside of Rochester, New York. So most of my family is from there. So when we're talking about the pro-abortion congressman trying to institute a public health emergency through the office of the president, because now we're apparently, since the Supreme Court has done what they did, everybody looks down at the Supreme Court and has if you're Maxine Waters, several expletives for the Supreme Court and where they can go. The thing is that, you know, basically our Congress, to me, is nothing but a handful of reprobates that are trying to make decisions for us. And as far as pro-life doctors, women facing unplanned pregnancies, has this shifted the way that you deal with your everyday business?
To a certain extent, yes. In terms of keeping our facility secure and making sure that women have a place to go that they can feel safe without the security being overburdensome. But in addition to that, we've got to engage lawyers now to protect us from these pro-abortion politicians. They are rabid. And they're interested in investigating us in pregnancy centers in terms of their words are we are misleading women, but they're scared of us because we're the only ones that tell women the truth, and so we've got to make sure that we're pursuing all of our state and federal legal options to protect our space in the public square.
Well, and see, the thing is that, you know, because of the fact you've had to change your business model around, women now have to actually go to CompassCareCommunity.com, log on to that website, and is that how they reach out to you for telehealth and all the other good stuff?
Women are having to go to CompassCare.info, and that's how we get them connected into telehealth. So we'll funnel them into the telehealth process. We're just in the process of finalizing that this week, as a matter of fact. And then we're going to be hopefully giving this away to other pregnancy centers so that they can continue to serve women in a secure fashion online before they travel and before they get the dangerous chemical abortion drugs sent to them. We are having to shift our business model as well to capture more patients, more women seriously considering abortion. So it's been a challenge, and we're up for the challenge because, quite frankly, we were preparing for this since 2018. We just didn't know that it was going to happen so soon. We saw the abortion industry starting to shift back in 2018 and 2019. They were adding physical infrastructure in places where the abortion numbers were declining. And we thought, well, that's odd. And then they started to change their lobbying efforts, moving from a federal front to a 50-state front. We thought, I wonder why they're doing that. And then we saw all these opportunities the Supreme Court was taking or other courts were taking to limit access to abortion. And we thought, this is good. This is really good news. We're looking at a trend here. I think they're seeing something that we're seeing. And what they were preparing for in New York was an influx of patients from out of state. More conservative states are going to make it illegal, like Ohio. And so we started to do the same thing in New York, building infrastructure to serve more patients, both in person as well as through telehealth.
So these attacks that have been happening on the pregnancy centers, they're mostly in what we term blue states these days. Is that right? Would that be a fair statement?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, the most severe ones have been in the abortion hub states, New York, Colorado. There have been really, really severe attacks. Oregon, for example. But there have been, I think, over 30 states, perhaps even more than that now, that have experienced some sort of attack. And James Revenge is taking responsibility for it.
Bob in St. Louis, Missouri, you're on the phone with Reverend James Harden. Go ahead.
Hi, Reverend. I find there's so much misinformation reference to Christianity. You've got to know your history. Number one, you know, turn the cheek and stuff like that. That was just someone you know. If you're walking down the street and someone pulls a gun on you today, you don't let them shoot you. You can say, well, that's, you know, I can't protect myself because Jesus said turn the cheek. No. That's turning your cheek for a slap, or maybe walk a mile with them, or give them a cloak. Remember, you are a member of your family. If you let him come up and kill you, that's totally against Christianity. That you're going to let your children, everybody, starve because of your cowardice. That's really a word for cowardice, and it's been perpetuated by the churches because they've been taken over by the government. These are government churches. You see a lot of people today. They're saying, and just read your Bible. You know, just read your Bible. You know, Jesus, when the apostles were out, you know, they all they all, when Jesus died, they all expected Jesus to come back. And Paul said, hey, let these people starve because they won't even work. They won't do anything because they're expecting Jesus to come back. Well, that's been over 2,000 years ago. If we were in that same state, we wouldn't even be here. There would be no Christianity because it wouldn't even work. So it's all big. It's all a big lie, okay? He told if you don't work, he had some common sense. He said,
all right,
if you don't work,
what's your,
you starve.
What's your question, okay. Bob, for... What's your question?
Well, I'm just saying it's laying down, and you can, of course you'd expect anybody to come over here and take you over. You're to defend yourself, okay? But talk about that they always go, oh, that's for someone you know that maybe turn your ticket or let him walk a mile with them. That wasn't let him come in and kill you and kill your family. You have a responsibility.
So,
that's totally unchristian.
Right,
you know?
Bob, I would guess with that line of thinking, Bob, you were – And I previously asked Reverend Hardin this question about the security and the fact that they're probably armed, and the fact that if somebody is coming at the center with a Molotov or some sort of firebomb, that they're given instructions to use lethal force. And that would be a fair statement along your lines of thought, right?
Dave, it's not just that. It's your family. It's you personally, okay? Just because you're personally walking down the street, you're not going to let someone come up and kill you. And if you want to use if you have a family, then you're not helping your family. You know, you're totally denigrating your family. No, we have a right to be alive that we're Christian, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Go ahead, Bob, Reverend Hardin.
Yeah, Bob, I really appreciate your comments. I would agree with you. If I'm in a grocery store and somebody's pulls a gun or a knife on me, I'm the one that's going to go home to my family, not the crazy guy. I have a responsibility to my family, as you just described it. And I have a responsibility to make sure that I get home to my family to the best of my ability, because that's the responsibility that God's given me. So, you know, I don't believe that we shouldn't defend ourselves. I was speaking in terms of philosophically with respect to rights, et cetera, in terms of government affairs. We do have a responsibility to protect the rights of others. For example, if I go to the gas station and somebody pulls out in front of me and I've been waiting there to fill up my car with gas, and somebody runs right in front of me, well, okay, that's great. It actually happened to me, and I was really angry. And I'm like, well, what's this guy doing? I've been here for 15 minutes. He just pulls up and takes my spot. Well, somebody saw that happen, and I just sat there and I watched it. The guy that was in the pump next to me walked over and started pointing at me and saying, "Hey, look, he was here first. You can't be doing that." And they apologized and he was essentially stood up and defended me. I think that's the way it needs to be. I think people need to defend each other. I have a responsibility to defend you, Bob, and you have a responsibility to defend me. But I also have a responsibility to get home to my family.
Yes, totally agree with you.
That's a fair statement.
Totally agree,
Bob,
with you.
Yep, we appreciate your call, Bob. Thank you so much for chiming in on that. You know, because of the fact, Reverend Hardin, you've written extensively on medical ethics, here's a big argument that right now, I guess, is on the front line, because the pro-abortion people all say, my body, my choice, and they're trying to equate it with this virus that is out, that we all have looked at the jab and said, no, we're not taking it because, one, these usually take about 10 years to make. Two, they were rushed. Three, they lied about the testing and the trials. Four, now Deborah Birx has come out and said, yeah, we lied to Trump. We lied to everybody. We 15 days to slow the spread. Nope, no such thing. 6 feet apart, no such thing. Masks, they don't work. We did it to see who would toe the line, who would let us control them. And then we came out with a jab, and everybody, like Bob said, was expecting a savior. And this is a problem, because then Trump said, oh, yeah, I took the booster. And all of a sudden it's like, well, you're not the savior. And, you know, you got sick. And then people who have gotten jabbed are getting COVID. And it's like there's only so many lies you can do. And these lies pass through to the very same kinds of things. My body, my choice. This is an ethical question that I'm sure you've been asked hundreds of times. How do you respond to something like that?
Oh, well, I can tell you the abortion industry walked back the my body, my choice thing pretty fast when the whole COVID thing came out. And the reality is there is an ethical category of activity in the medical community, and it's called informed consent. They the medical community today believes in absolute autonomy. It's medicine is treated like a consumer product now. It's not. It's a profession, and it needs to be managed appropriately by the physicians and by the relationship the physician has with the patient. Informed consent is basically the idea that says, you as the patient need to know exactly what the risks and side effects are to any given medical treatment or procedure. And with the whole COVID vaccine, that by definition did not exist. You could not give true informed consent to a patient. And yet these physicians were insisting that it was safe and effective, et cetera, when they had no idea. In fact, all the information that we had was that it wasn't safe and it probably wasn't that effective. And that's what we're finding out now. Same thing goes with abortion. Women are not being told what the risks and side effects of abortion are. Specifically, there's multiple different kinds of abortion, from surgical to chemical. And the chemical abortion is basically a chemical coat hanger. Everybody thinks that we're in the modern era. We're in the medieval. We're going back. We're going back in time. Informed consent means that these women have a right to know everything that could possibly happen to them, and the physicians have a duty, an obligation to tell them. And they're not. What they're telling them is, oh, these chemical abortions are perfectly safe. You're not going to have any problem. It's safer than Tylenol. What happens is they get sepsis, they get hemorrhaging, their ectopic pregnancies don't get diagnosed, and they have to go to the emergency room. There's with the threats of death. I mean, it's just terrible what they're doing to women now.
Well, at least that's an ethical question that we just got answered here. Reverend James Harden, thank you so much for being on the phone with us this morning and on Skype here on the Power Hour. CompassCareInfo.com. is the website if you want to connect with Compass Care Pregnancy Services. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you for the work you're doing.
You too. Thank you very much, Dave.
All right, we're going to be back after this short break with David Parker. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.